Good evening. At 6 o'clock for WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The Lac du Flambeau Business Development Corporation Board of Directors announced that Randy Solier will serve as interim CEO. According to the press release from the tribe, Solier previously served as board president and has been with the Business Development Corporation since it started in 2012. He is taking over for Brent McFarland, who recently resigned. The Business Development Corporation was created by the Lac du Flambeau tribe to create jobs and generate revenue outside of gaming. The tobacco sales training website known as smokecheck.org has been updated and changed to witobaccocheck.org. The training aims to prevent sales of tobacco to minors, which is a particular problem in Lincoln County. Judy Sargent is a public health nurse with the Lincoln County Health Department and says the change was done to try and hold retailers more accountable.
We were able to offer classes in the past and invite people in, and the numbers were low, and we have no process in place to go back to look at the retailers that are selling tobacco to know that they have training.
Sargent says the new features include having stores make an account and monitoring their employees' progress when it comes to training. The name was also changed to include other types of tobacco use that goes on in the state, like smokeless tobacco and e-cigarettes. It's that time of year when highway bridges are undergoing routine inspections. The DOT's Rob Miller has more.
It's that time of year when bridge inspections are taking place across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin DOT is responsible for nearly 5,300 bridges along the state highway system. Scott Becker is the director of the DOT's Bureau of Structures. He says some bridges can be inspected on foot, while larger structures often require the use of a special reach-all vehicle where inspectors ride in a bucket at the end of a long hydraulic arm.
All bridges are required to be routinely inspected at least once every 2 years. Sometimes a bridge is inspected more frequently due to its age, type, condition, or traffic load. The Department of Transportation inspects bridges on interstate and state highways, while local units of government handle all other bridge inspections by usually hiring consultants.
Routine inspections involve examining the structural components of the bridge and identifying an overall rating factor for the bridge supports, girders, and deck. The ratings are then used to prioritize bridge improvement projects. This is Rob Miller reporting.
And local communities are invited to attend the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of the Northwoods Luminaria Ceremony to be held this week in Rhinelander. Relay for Life of the Northwoods is a regional team that includes members from Forest, Oneida, and Vilas counties who come together to raise funds for the American Cancer Society. A Luminaria Ceremony will be held this Friday from 6 to 8:30 at the Riverwalk Band Shell near Triggs in Rhinelander. Event organizer Bill Vankus outlines the event.
We're selling the luminaries. For people who aren't familiar with them, look like little white bakery bags. And then people will put the names of loved ones on there, either in honor of somebody who's fighting cancer or perhaps in memory of somebody who's passed on. And it's kind of a solemn ceremony. At dusk, we light candles in the bags, and then we'll read the names off.
Vankus says it's a prelude to the main event in Eagle River June 16th.
Because we're not sure if everybody can make it up to Eagle River for the actual relay on the 16th, we thought it would be nice to do a event the week before. So on June 9th, by the Band Shell area by Triggs, we're going to have a luminary ceremony so that, again, people that want to honor their loved ones, if they can't make it up to Eagle River, can still participate in it.
Vankus says the event is free and open to the public. Luminaries can be purchased by contacting Bill Vankus, and his information is listed on our website at wxpr.org. Governor Scott Walker says additional public events in Wisconsin next week with President Donald Trump are being discussed. Trump is scheduled to headline a private fundraiser for Walker on June 13th in southeast Wisconsin. Walker said today that there has been some discussions about Trump doing other public events when he's in the state. Trump was last in Wisconsin in April when he visited Snap-on Incorporated in Kenosha and signed a Buy American, Hire American executive order. And the legislature's hunting committees are set to vote this week on a measure that would establish a woodchuck hunting and trapping season. Both the Assembly and Senate's Sporting Heritage Committees are scheduled to vote on the Republican-authored measure on Wednesday. The bill would remove woodchucks from the state's protected species list and establish a hunting and trapping season for them that would run from July through December with no bag limits. The bill's authors, Representative Andre Jock and Senator Tom Tiffany, say the animals are plentiful and are destroying gardens and undermining building foundations with their burrowing. In your forecast for tonight, clear skies, lows around 42 degrees. Tuesday, sunny skies, highs near 76. That's your news for this Monday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.